You're tuned to WGAA, AM 1340, the big AA. Time now for the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Stay tuned to find out how you can become totally debt-free and retire with dignity and peace of mind. You can call Steve with your questions about debt or retirement right now at 1-800-732-6458 or call the station at 770-748-1340. Now, here's Steve Barfield.
Good afternoon, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Financial Framework Show each Wednesday. And if you're in the car, make sure you keep your focus on being safe, because if you miss anything on the show today, the shows are all archived on the Financial Framework Show website for you to listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, I'm looking forward to talking to you and discussing different issues about debt, retirement, or money and how it relates to your lives. The call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-732-6458. Or you can call the WGAA radio station at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. And remember, there is no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask. And my goal for everyone who listens to the Financial Framework Show each week is for you to get out of debt and retire with dignity. Now, before we open up the phone lines today, I want to talk to you about giving. This is something that's been on my heart for a while, and I wanted to give you some things to think about. You know, in life, there are two types of people, givers and takers. And, you know, we live in the greatest country in the entire world. I mean, Americans are the most generous people that have ever lived. And when something bad happens somewhere in our country or somewhere around the world, the kind-hearted people from America always comes to the rescue of their fellow man. Even when we're at war with countries, after it is over, we go in and rebuild the towns and infrastructures. Think about what America did after World War II. I mean, there is not another country like the one we live in. And how many times have you heard about people trying to sneak into other countries? But I know you've heard hundreds of stories about people risking their lives to reach our soil. America is and has been the envy of the world, and for that, I am proud of it. And we just need to pray that God keeps his hand on our nation and continues to bless us. You know, God loves cheerful givers. Everything belongs to him in the first place. And we simply need to give him back as much as we possibly can. And I have personally witnessed that the more I give, the more I am blessed. And I'm not saying that if I give $50 at church, that I'll get $500 back in return. I'm just saying that the more I give, the more I am blessed. And I'll tell you, God is good, and he loves his kids. He loves his children. Now, I realize you don't listen to the Financial Framework Show each week to hear me preach. But what I've got to say is very important, and we all need to make our Heavenly Father as proud of us as we can. Think about this. When tough times hit our people, in the past, the church has always taken care of things. But somehow, over the past few decades, the federal government has taken on this task. Now, I don't think it's in our best interest, and I think the church should be handling and taking care of its people. But our problem started in 1968 when the banking predators first launched credit cards like we have them today. Our society has changed, and in my opinion, not for the good of its people. I am not going to get started on credit cards today. I want to stay on the topic of giving and how important it is for America. Like I said a minute ago, years ago, it was the churches who took care of the people and their problems. This is how it is supposed to be. But when we began to spend and not save, we really took our eyes off the ball. And as you well know, if a batter's not watching the ball as it comes to the plate, he will strike out almost all the time. So as we began to save less and less, we also began to give less and less to the churches. And this has been more than magnified over the past decade. I think there are a lot of people who don't really understand the importance of tithing and giving at a church. I honestly think that many people are of the opinion that if they give to the church, the pastor will use the money to buy jet fuel or another lavish home on some beach in paradise. And I can, to a point, understand why they would feel this way. But then I realized that the far majority of the pastors are anointed and called by God to deliver his message. And another thing that always comes back to me is that it's all God's anyway. Why not give it back to him and let him do the accounting of it? Think about what I said a few minutes ago. The church had always taken care of the people until the people went on an enormous shopping spree and borrowed money they didn't have to buy things they didn't need to impress people they don't even like. Now we're facing a time when we need to be smart and we need to do things for the future, our families, and our country. We need to do whatever we need to do to get the churches in a position to take care of the people. And the only way that we can do this is to give. If a pastor in a church talks too much about giving, many of us take it the wrong way. We tend to think he's a money grubber or something's wrong with him, when all he is doing is preaching God's word on being gracious givers. Let's take a few minutes to discuss what actually happens when we give in our tithes and our offerings. First of all, we need to realize that the church has bills. It has debts, just as we do at home. And just because they're a church, that don't mean that they don't have to pay for their electricity and water uses and such. Many of them have mortgages on the buildings and properties, and churches have salaries for the pastor and other vital positions that it takes to run a godly church. And what I've just covered is just to keep the doors open and people paid so they can do God's work. But the largest portions of most of the church's budgets goes to missions, both North American missions and missions around the world. It is powerful to give, and knowing that the largest portion of our money is going to possibly give another human being the chance to learn about Jesus. And if they have the chance to hear about Jesus, then there's a good chance they'll ask him into their hearts. And wow, I mean, this is so great. I mean, it just gives me goosebumps thinking about the possibilities of what we can do. And let's hit this one more time. If you give, even if it's a little bit, the majority of it will be used to spread the word of Jesus to someone who would have otherwise never had the opportunity. If you remember when I first opened the segment today, I talked about how fortunate we are to live in the greatest country in the world, where there are over 350,000 churches that teach the word of Jesus, where we can go freely and without persecution. We are so blessed and lucky. It's amazing. And without our help, without our giving, many people will never have the opportunity for everlasting life. And I can hear some of you right now. How can I give at church when I can't even pay my own bills? Well, what do you think that I do for people? I help them get out of debt. I help them gain control of their financial lives, like the seminar that I'm doing at the Cedartown Church of God beginning tomorrow night. I don't want you to have excuses about not giving. I want you to decide to make this part of your lives. And just let's look at some numbers. It says in the Bible that you should give at least 10%. And I know that you've heard this all of your life, but you've not been able to make this happen. And there's some of you who have never given anything at church. So what I would want you to consider is that if you are giving 10%, try to do better. If you're not giving 10%, try to get there as soon as you can. And if you're not doing anything, give something to begin with and see what happens. For instance, let's use the Cedartown Church of God for an example. And let me say that they know nothing about me using them as this example. But I am in Cedartown talking to the people in and around here, so this would make more sense to use them. Let's assume that you have got it into your hearts that you wanted to spread the word of Jesus. Let's also assume that you have never given anything in your lives. And let's also assume that you can barely pay your bills each month. And I'm sorry for all the assumptions, but I simply want to show you the power of a few people doing a little bit. Now, let's say that we wanted to save up $1 million for the local Cedartown community or for outreach somewhere else in the world or the country. I'm only trying to make a point here, so let's assume that we wanted to meet our goal in 5 years. If we could find 500 people that would commit to giving $5 a week in 5 years, this would total up to be $1 million. Now, this is not adding any interest or growth. This would be putting the money in a mattress or a pillowcase. I mean, what could the church accomplish for the kingdom if it had $1 million? How many lives could it touch? How much good could come from this? And we're only talking about $5 a week. Does this make sense to you? Do you see how this can make a difference in people's lives? A few people doing just a little can add up to a large amount of good. And I like good, and I feel that you do too. And think about it. Let's say that you're going to church somewhere right now, and I hope that all of you are somewhere, and if not, try to find one. What if everyone in your church would give? The ones who are doing 10% or more, let them continue. The ones who are giving less, let them continue, and hopefully they'll get to the 10% mark. And what if the rest of the congregation, the ones that so far haven't been able to give, would give $5 or $10 a week? Do you realize what this would do for your church? Do you realize the power of this idea? Can you just imagine that your money is going to give someone a Bible or help a missionary in a foreign country spread the word of Jesus? Even a small amount matters. And God loves cheerful givers, and he knows all who gives. And when you give from your heart, he will bless you in so many ways you cannot imagine. And you know, I'm not a pastor, and no one asked me to do this opening segment. My motivation is simple and upfront. I want to do all that I can do to put the churches back into a position to take care of the people, and I want the government to stay out of our lives and our business. So, if you will consider my thoughts and ideas that I've just discussed, we can make some real good things happen. If you don't have a regular church, you could save with the people at Cedartown Church of God. The pastor and staff are great people, and you'd feel right at home with them. You know, back many decades ago, the American people would not buy things unless they could pay cash. They mostly lived below their means, and they were very frugal. Well, the move to buy things on credit and pay for it later has caught up with American people. And I saw this mess coming back in the late 90s. And since 1994, I have tracked consumer debt, and mathematically, there was an avalanche on the horizon, and in my opinion, it is far from being over. It is so very important that you do some real smart things going forward. We need to use our heads, and we need to plan for anything that could come our way. And you know, it is imperative that we get our financial houses in order and be smart with everything we do. Now, the Cedartown Church of God is going to host its first financial framework seminar session tomorrow night, and I've asked if I could personally lead the class. I also asked Pastor Jeff Morrow if it would be all right to invite people to the first session, even if they have not signed up for the class, and he more than welcomed the idea. So I hope that all of you will take time to come to this class. You will learn about credit cards and mortgages, and you'll learn stuff that you should have been taught a long time ago. This is one of the 8 sessions that is included in the Financial Framework Seminar Series, and it will not cost you a single penny to attend. And if you see that having a personalized plan to get out of debt and the education that comes with it is worth registering for the seminar, then you can register for the rest of the classes. It's like taking it for a test drive to see if you think it's worthwhile. And I hope that you will invite everyone you know, because I honestly think it will be the best financial move that you could ever make. Just imagine how you'll feel when you know the exact month and year when you'll be completely out of debt, including your mortgage. You will know when the fight will be over. You can work for your family and not the creditors. You see, in America, everyone is on the creditor's plan and not in control of their own financial lives. What could you accomplish if you owed no one a single penny? What would your lives be like? What would you feel like as you go to sleep each night, knowing that the world's no longer on your shoulders and that your family is going to be in control of their financial futures? You see, this is not fake. It's not a bunch of hype. It is real, and it will prove real results. And I know what it's like to work and work and never seem to see the light of day, and to never seem to make any progress, to let hopelessness slip into my thoughts. This is not good, this is not healthy, and it's not what God had intended for his children. And I want to ask you, do you have plans of your own to get out of debt? Do you have them neatly laid out? Do you know exactly what to do? In fact, let me ask you, how many people do you know who are personally, totally debt-free? How many people do you know? Maybe hundreds, even thousands? And I'm sure that you don't know but a handful of people who are totally out of debt. And don't you see there's a problem here? Don't you see that there needs to be something done about it? Have you ever heard the definition of insanity? It is to continue to do whatever you're doing month in and month out and expect different results. Unless you change something, things are not going to get any better. And as I said a minute ago, Pastor Jeff Morrow at the Cedartown Church of God, he has cheerfully opened up the first class of the seminar to everyone who wants to attend. Whether you go to church there or not, it doesn't matter. The information that will be taught is incredible, and you will know a lot about what the banks and mortgage companies don't want you to know. You need to see how all this works, and you can change your family's financial lives forever. The seminar will begin promptly at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. That's Thursday, March 25th. And once again, I will personally be doing the meeting and would like to see each and every one of you there if at all possible. This is a big, big deal. Well, we need to take a commercial break, and if you have time, give me a call and let me know what you're thinking. Americans are innovative, and I love hearing your ideas and opinions. The call-in number is 800-732-6458. Once again, the call-in number is 1-800-732-6458, and the local WGAA radio number is 770-748-1340, 770-748-1340. We'll be right back.
Keep it right here on WGAA, AM 1340, The Big Double A. More with Steve Barfield and the Financial Framework Show just around the corner. Hang up.
Hundred. 800-732-6458 is our toll-free number. It's the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. And Steve, what a beautiful day it is. I tell you what, the weather today is just gorgeous, and it feels great outside, and spring is finally here, I think we can say.
I think so, buddy. What a beautiful, beautiful day.
And, you know, you were talking about blessings and everything right before, and, you know, God really has blessed us with this beautiful day, I believe.
Yeah, but, you know, when you get my age, which I'm above 50 now, when you get up in the mornings, you're blessed just to get up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if it's raining or sunshining or whatever, but it does look really nice outside today. I wished I was out there.
Well, you'll be out there later on today.
Oh, yeah.
The drive back home, you'll get to drive in the great weather.
You don't have
too much going on today. You're a very busy man, but I know tomorrow you've got the seminar at Cedartown Church of God.
Right.
And that's going to be real exciting. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later on, but I understand you have a few emails you want to share with our listeners.
This one's from Brian in Cedartown, Georgia. And Mr. Steve, I just wanted to share you this idea. On a whim, I decided to call one of those car insurance companies that advertises on TV to save you money. I called them and got a quote, and then called several other national companies and got a quote that was $647 a year less than what I was paying my current company for the same coverage. I am so excited that I'm waiting on quotes from homeowners insurance. This one was real easy and an easy way to save money. And I would advise everybody to shop for their auto insurance and homeowners insurance. And another thing, when you're talking about those types of insurance, Brian, if you can get gap insurance with your auto insurance coverage, that will actually help you out a lot. Talk to the agents about that, because that will make up the difference between if you have an accident, you still own the car, they will give you more money, which actually could help you pay off the car that was damaged. And then also, this is a real important thing on your homeowners coverage, is most people think that if they have, let's say, $100,000 worth of content coverage on their homeowner's insurance, that if the house were to burn or something were to happen to the house, that the insurance company would simply write them a check for $100,000. And that's not exactly true. What has to happen from the homeowner's insurance standpoint is you have to prove everything you have.
Yeah.
You have to have video proof, still picture proof, but you actually have to prove to the insurance company what you had in your house. So what I would do, if I were you, and this is hard to do with, you know, all the stuff that we have going on in our lives now, but take some time and a video camera and just go from room to room and look at all the different things, video all the different things you have, open the drawers, and just everything you can imagine, anything you can think of, make sure you video it now. And you want to have this video, you want to make sure that you have one in a safe deposit box, or you want to have one at your parents' house or your kids' house. But you want to copy this away from the home, because if the home were to burn, then you would lose that proof. So, Brian,
sure,
make sure that you have all this stuff taken care of, and make sure that your house could be rebuilt with the money, with the insurance. Since you're doing all the switching around anyway, make sure that you have enough insurance to actually rebuild all the stuff that you need to rebuild. But I really appreciate the email, Brian. I wish you'd call in next time. I'd like to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, and if you do want to call us, you can call 800-732-6458. That's 800-732-6458. Or locally in Cedartown and Polk County, 770-748-1340. That is the number to call.
Well, it's just most people have no idea about the homeowner's insurance. They think seriously, they just get a check, and that's not how it works.
You have to have proof of what you've got.
Right, and it just makes total sense to do this video inventory. And once again, you make sure that you keep it off premises.
Sure.
You know, talking about blessings, I've noticed over the years that people really, they tend to focus on what is going on wrong in their lives, and they don't really think about the blessings that they have.
Oh, yeah. The negativity sometimes just will overwhelm you, and you forget what you really truly are blessed with.
Well, and you know, I know that a lot of times people, they have medical reports, they have different things happen to them. And I remember when my daughter was 12, she's now 36, we found out by her having a series of colds that she couldn't get rid of and things, we found out that she had a juvenile diabetes. Mm. And for the first for the first month or two, I was devastated. I mean, yeah. I was just absolutely blown away. And but then it hit me that it could have been something worse. And
sure.
So over the years, I have learned to look for the bright spot.
Yeah, and you got to do that, in this, especially in this day and age with times as hard as they are. I've learned, you know, in my life that you have to find good in everything.
Well, you just have to count your blessings. And
sure.
Here again, you know, I've come to grips with this. Now, when I see her give herself shots, still to this day, it still upsets me. But then again, at least I've got her. And
absolutely.
And so, you know, that was truly a blessing. And I've always thanked God, you know, for letting her stay with me. And so blessings are important. And another thing, too, is whenever you've got your financial stuff going on in your lives, you will get yourself sometimes in a position where you have pressure, and the pressure will cause you to focus directly on those particular problems.
Yeah.
And you for some reason, you don't seem to be able to focus on anything but that. But if you could just simply stand back and look at your entire lives and all your blessings, it makes things a whole lot easier to take.
Yeah.
And I say this often to people when I'm talking to them one-on-one about money, and I'm not really sure if it's true or not, but it sounds good, that it's only money hogs won't eat it, and they always smile. But the thing about it is you can't let money destroy your lives.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And once again, we've got to figure out and we've got to understand how we are blessed, and we've got to thank God for that each and every day. So if you have situations going on in your lives, just don't dwell on it, because you just keep putting one foot in front of the other and things will work out.
Absolutely. And that's really a great message and a great way to look at things. You can't dwell and focus on the bad parts. You just have to look at what you've got and say, you know what, I'm blessed anyway. I'm blessed to be alive. I'm blessed to have some money. I'm blessed to have a job. And if you're saved, you're blessed to have Jesus in your heart.
Well, and even if you don't have a job, you know, you have the opportunity to go out and find one.
So, sure, I mean, yeah.
Everything's a blessing.
And you're blessed with freedom in this country. And there's so many things that you can say that you're blessed with. And if you want to call us here on the Financial Framework Show, we encourage you to do so. It's 800-732-6458. That's 800-732-6458. Steve, if you want to do one more email before we go to our news break.
I will. Let's see here. Here's one. On your show last week, you were talking about somebody's grandmother having a trust. You had said it was smart for her to have a trust, and now I've heard people talking about a trust, but just can't understand exactly what one is. And this was Mary Beth from Cartersville, Georgia. Well, first off, almost everybody needs a trust. If you have any assets whatsoever, a trust is an important tool. And that's exactly what it is. It's a tool. And the way a trust, I'm not going to do a trust class today, but just real brief, the way a trust works is whatever you have that is of value, the trust actually, everything that you have of value actually goes into the trust. You have an executor of the trust that actually runs it, and then the trust itself technically owns this property. And if you have a lot of assets and you build a trust, on paper you're broke. On paper you own nothing. And then once again the trust owns it. And then when something happens to you, when it's time for you to go home, the trust simply goes to the next person in the trust. And once again, it bypasses all the estate taxes and all the rules and regulations that the government has and is going to put on the people in the future. So a trust is a very important thing. And if you need any help with a trust, just let us know. You can email me at steve@financialframeworkshow.com. That's steve@financialframeworkshow.com. And we will be more than glad to help you and point you in the right direction to do a trust. But thanks for your email, Mary Beth, and send us another one soon.
All right, Steve, it is the bottom of the hour. We need to take a break. And we'll return with more of the Steve Barfield Financial Framework Show coming up in just a few minutes.
Hold on. More with Steve Barfield and the Financial Framework Show just around the corner.
It's the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Call us with your financial questions, comments, what have you, at 800-732-6458 or locally in Cedartown or Polk County, 770-748-1340. And Steve, I think we have a caller on the line, so let's see who we've got. You're on the Financial Framework Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Ryan from Dallas. Hey, Ron.
I was been listening to you call, and I've been for several weeks and been kind of nervous calling in. You know how it is. But I have some bonds that are maturing.
Right.
And they are pretty sizable bonds. And I was wondering if I should reinvest in bonds or what should I, you know, the things the economy is like now, what I should do with it.
Well, I would probably, the bonds, there's nothing wrong with bonds. It's not like you're trying to put the money into the stock market, which brings up a point, and I know you didn't ask about this, but let me go ahead and hit it on it anyway. The stock market is up, and there is no reason for the stock market to be up. And so make sure that you don't take any of this money and go in that direction right now. That would be my opinion, is to stay away from it. But as far as bonds are concerned, I have no problem with bonds whatsoever. They're fairly safe, and the returns on them are sometimes not as good as you could do other places, but I would definitely not run from a bond like I would the stock market. So,
mm-hmm.
And what we do in our seminars, we use index products, which will actually give you a chance at growth when growth happens, but you can't lose. So, but you're
right.
But you're not doing a lot wrong there either. So, I don't have anything, you know, any kind of problem with bonds.
Right. Well, I wasn't sure. These bonds were left to me
right. In
a will, so and they are fixing to mature, and I'd had no idea about bonds. It was just my granddaddy's bonds, and.
And, you know, Ron, you might also consider, the email I'd had before, you need to look at doing a trust for your assets and for these bonds and things and kind of get them out of your name
so that
the trust can actually own those.
So before I cash them in, I need to put them in a trust?
Well, now, are you seriously going to cash them in?
Yes.
Okay.
They have matured.
Okay, they've matured.
And they're not going to make any more than they made.
Okay, well, then I would probably... Well, what you probably should do is contact our office.
Okay.
You know, if you don't have somebody else to help you with this, and let us kind of point you in the right direction, because
yes. You
don't want to just cash them in and do something dumb with the money. You want to use the money and do things smart with the money. So,
mm-hmm.
And if you want to email me, you can email me at steve@financialframeworkshow.com.
Okay.
And send me an email with your phone number, and then we'll communicate.
Okay.
Or you can also call a radio station here at 770-748-1340.
Right.
And they can also get the information to me, and I would be glad to help you.
Okay, so you will take it and advise me for what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'll lay out. And what about debt? Do you have any debt, Ron?
Not much. I owe about $45,000.
Well, is it on a mortgage or car payments or credit cards? Or?
Actually, it's on a line of credit through a company I have.
Right. Okay. Well, just I think it's very important, especially in today's economic climate. It'd be real smart to pay that off as soon as possible.
Okay.
Because with you know everything that's happening with our economy, the faster you can become debt-free, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate your info, and I will definitely be calling.
Well, thank you, buddy. Have a good one, and thanks for calling. And call back again.
All righty.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.
A good call, Ron. And we'll go to our next line. We have another caller on the line. This is the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Hello.
Yeah, this is Randy in Powder Springs.
Yes, Randy.
Steve, I was listening to talk to this last guy about bonds, and I got some money in CDs. And would you prefer a CD over a bond in a bank, or?
Well, I would probably. Who am I talking to, sir? Did you say?
Randy.
Okay. I would probably prefer a bond. The banking system, and I have to be careful talking about this because I've done too much research on all this stuff, and I'm just not sure how sound the banking system is right now. And so I'm real conservative when it comes to money. For an instance, your CDs that you have, the banks will, you know, insure those up to $250,000, but the FDIC is the insurance source, and their 1998 reports showed that they had 36 cents for every $100 you had invested with them. So if you wanted your money and they didn't have it, they would give you 36 cents for every $100. Now, I'm not saying anything like that would happen or could happen, but then again, who knows? So
is that over $250,000 or even including that $250,000?
That includes $250,000. That's every dollar in there. And,
wow.
And also in a report that I had looked at, if the top 10% of the banks, they pretty much control the market, and if three of them were to bail, it would pretty much just crash the whole system. So,
well, everywhere I look, banks are dropping left and right.
Well, and what I would do probably is leave some money in CDs just because of the liquidity, even though you do have a little penalty when you pull it out as far as losing the interest. But I would probably leave some in there, but I would definitely move most of the money out of the CDs and into other products.
And I've heard you talk about credit cards before. Is a bank credit card better than one or the other, or?
No, there's actually no such thing as a good credit card. That's an oxymoron. So I would focus on knocking out those credit cards just as fast as I can. Do you also have a mortgage and other debts or just?
I do.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. And you said you were calling from Powder Springs?
Yeah, I catch it on the internet.
Okay, well, if you can, there's the Fortified Hills Baptist Church is in Dallas, which is off of 120. They are hosting the seminar, the Financial Framework Seminar, right now. And the classes are on Wednesday nights at 6:30 or Saturday mornings at 9. And what I would do if I were you is run up to one of those classes and sit through it. Even if you don't join the class, that way you'll have an idea of what to do about this money. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks from now, they will be covering retirement, and they will hit every bit of this stuff that you're asking me questions about.
Well, that's pretty much what I'm mostly concerned about. So,
well, but you also need to get out of debt. So while you're there, tell the guy that you need a plan to get out of debt, okay, because you need to pay that off as soon as you possibly can.
Is there somewhere I can look online at some materials? Or?
Yeah, you sure can. You can go to www.financialframeworkseminar.com. That's www.financialframeworkseminar.com. And then there's plenty of information on there. And you can also send me an email if you'd like at steve@financialframeworkseminar.com. And then I will help you or have somebody get with you on that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. Appreciate you listening.
All right. Good call. And we're going to take another break. And we invite you to stay tuned with more of the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Call us with your questions at 800-732-6458. Back in just a minute.
Hold on. More with Steve Barfield and the Financial Framework Show just around the corner.
Johnny Crawford and his staff at Cedartown Automotive on East Avenue in Cedartown, or call them at 770-749-5040. Purchase price includes price of four tires, mounting and balancing only. Excludes taxes, fees, shipping, and road hazard insurance policies.
I can see clearly.
800-732-6458 is the number for the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. You can also call us locally at 770-748-1340. That's 770-748-1340. Or toll free at 800-732-6458. Steve, call volume's a little bit low today. It's been low all day long, to be honest with you. But
it's just pretty weather.
It's the pretty weather. I guarantee you that's what it is. I understand you have a few other things you'd like to share with us today.
Oh, yes. Well, I've always got stuff to talk about. And, you know, I feel like that God put each of us on this earth to make a difference.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are so many good people around our country that cannot make a difference because they're in bondage to debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to school, we learn how to dissect frogs, and we never dissect another frog, and we should have been taught how to set up a family budget and how mutual funds work and how to live life financially, and we're not taught that way. And then we wind up getting a job, and then we start acquiring stuff because we're starting our lives. And people don't really and truly know anything about money in the first place, so they start getting all this debt. And it really becomes a vicious cycle where they really never seem to get out of debt. And when I talk about the Financial Framework Seminar on the radio each week, it helps people that are behind. But the seminar is probably more for the people that are able to pay their bills and just never seem to find a way out.
Yeah.
Because what happens, I mean, you're a young man,
mm-hmm.
and unless you do something smart, unless you use your head, you will wind up in a position where you get in debt and never get out of debt. I'll finish this in a minute. We'll take a call.
We do have a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and see who we've got. It's the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Hello.
Hello. I'm Dean. I live over in Cedartown.
Hey, Dean. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate your show. And I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I got a phone call from somebody who says they're a financial planner.
Uh-huh.
And I really don't know much about what a financial planner might be able to do for me. Is there anything special I need to do to check out their credentials, or can anybody say they're a financial planner?
Well, anybody can, actually, Dean, and I would be probably standoffish for somebody calling like that, because really and truly a financial planner that's worth his weight, you know, don't have to call people on the phone. So that's the first flag that would come up. And in your situation, have you posted things looking for financial planners, or did they just get your name at random, or do you have
I think one of my friends referred me to him.
Okay, well, if it's a friend, then that might be okay. That removes that flag. But they would be a CFP would be one of the initials, Certified Financial Planner. They would be either securities license 6 or 7, and they would, or a 65 maybe as far as an RIA, and then they would also as far as insurance. And you can go to the insurance commissioner in the state of Georgia and check out their stuff, and you can also go to FINRA's website and check out the person also if you want to see if there's any kind of complaints against them or whatever. So there's a lot of different ways you can check them out. And do you have debt, Dean?
Well, I do, but I was really kind of wondering if I did something with a financial planner, if there's really anything they can do for me.
Well, if you have debt, then they don't have any tools to help you with debt. That's one thing I never understood about the financial planning world, insurance world. Nobody really and truly helps people with debt. Prudential sells insurance. The investment firms sell stocks and bonds, but nobody helps people with debt. So if you have debt, that's one thing you need to take care of. And like I said, a financial planner will not be able to do that for you.
Gotcha.
Not unless they have a tool I don't know about. And I know a lot about the tools out here because I do my homework. And if you need some help, or if you want to talk to this person and then let us work on getting you out of debt, I mean, we will do anything we can do for you, because that's our goal, is to help people.
I got you. Now I do have another question.
Yes, sir?
Normally, I guess a financial planner charges by the hour.
Right. Right, and that would probably mean that he's a 65 licensed rep, and he will charge you for his advice, right?
All right, so that is kind of normal then.
That's normal, and a lot of times that's okay. You know, the only disadvantage that most financial planners has is they don't have a plan to get you out of debt. And think about this, Dean. If this person had you in a position where you had $500,000 at retirement, but then you had $300,000 worth of debt, including your mortgage. And so what winds up happening then, your returns from your $500,000 is really going to go just to service this debt and pay all this excess interest. So, you really need to work on your debt.
I understand. Well, I understand that.
And I'm going to be at the Cedartown Church of God tomorrow night. I'm going to host the first class. I don't normally do that, but when I did a preview meeting there a couple of weeks ago, all the people were so nice, and I just wanted to kind of have a chance to spend some heart time with them and talk to them. And why don't you just come out there and visit with me a minute, and we can set something up, or I can point you in the right direction anyway. But that way you'll have a chance to look at the seminar system, which will show you how to get out of debt.
And you said that was at 7:30?
No, it's at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be at Cedartown Church of God. I think that they'll wind up moving it to 6:30, for the second session. But I think 7 o'clock is the time tomorrow night. That's what time I'm supposed to be there. So.
And you can, all right, thank you for the invitation.
You can just look for me. I'll have a Financial Framework Show shirt on.
Okay, very good.
All right, so thanks for your call, Dean.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, we've got about a minute left before we have to go to our last break, so if you want to finish up what you were saying.
Well, I won't be able to finish it that quick, but the point is that people have debt, and they just don't, for some reason, if they're paying their mortgage and their credit cards, if they're able to continue to make their payments on a monthly basis, they don't think they have debt. And so what happens in that situation is like they're in denial, and people need to get out of debt. They need to accelerate their debts. They need to get totally debt-free, and we'll talk more about that next week, but I'm just really concerned about people with debt. I'm concerned about the direction of the country, and we have got to do something about it. And we'll talk about it here in just a minute if we have time.
Yeah, we'll be back with our final segment of the Financial Framework Show coming up in just a few minutes. So keep it right here on the Big AA. Back in just a moment.
Keep it right here on WGAA, AM 1340, the Big AA. More with Steve Barfield and the Financial Framework Show just around the corner. Hang on.
Well, Welcome back. And as we begin to wind down today's show, let me give you some details about the churches in and around the Cedartown area that is hosting the Financial Framework Seminar. The Rolling Hills Baptist Church is putting on a Financial Framework Seminar, and the contact person is Jason Slaughter, and his phone number is 770-639-1754. Again, Jason's number is 770-639-1754. Call Jason if you have any questions and to find out the preview meeting times and the class start date. The preview meetings will last about 30 minutes, and you'll have the opportunity to look at the system and decide if you want the personalized Equity Creator Financial Blueprint as your roadmap, or if you want to continue your debt football game with no goal lines. Remember, the blueprint will give you the exact month and year that you can be totally, completely debt-free, including your mortgage, while spending your same current monthly payments. Invite all your friends and neighbors to experience the wonderful feeling of knowing when they can be debt-free. It is so powerful, I can assure you, it is life-changing. The Fortified Hills Baptist Church off of 120 in Dallas, Georgia is also hosting a Financial Framework Seminar. They're still taking enrollments, so get by there and get signed up. The contact person for this seminar is Mark Fricks. His number is 678-363-7267. Again, his number is 678-363-7267. I honestly feel this could be the most important financial decision that you could ever make. For more than 15 years, I've been on this mission, and I have seen and heard so many amazing testimonies, and I hope that you'll add your story to those memories. We have put the information on the website. You can find it at the bottom of the main page under the church registration tab. Find a church in your area and attend the Financial Framework preview meeting. A preview meeting, once again, will last about 30 minutes, and you'll be shown how the Financial Framework Seminar is similar to the other seminars being offered, and then how the Financial Framework Seminar is different. The Financial Framework Seminar comes with a real plan and the tools that can make your quest to become debt-free much, much easier. You can also go to the Financial Framework Seminar website and learn more about the seminar. The web address is www.financialframeworkseminar.com. That is www.financialframeworkseminar.com. And if you can't find a church in your area, maybe you can get us in touch with someone at your church. We can contact them and see if they would consider putting on the Financial Framework Seminar, which to a point is similar to the other financial seminars that are taught in churches, but the Financial Framework Seminar comes with a personalized plan that tells you the exact month and year that you can be debt-free. The average family, once again, you've heard me say this before, becomes debt-free in as little as 8 to 12 years, and this is accomplished while spending their same current monthly payments. You don't have to sell your stuff or suffer any more than you're already suffering. Being in debt is tough enough. Being in debt is hard, and it's hard to get out of debt. But the Financial Framework Seminar and its incredible tools makes it much easier than trying to figure it out on your own. No one is as serious about saving America from debt than we are. And I think you will see this once you have attended the seminar. And let me give a message directly to the pastors and deacons that are listening today. I know that nationwide, tithing is down between 20 and 30%. I also know that it is not a heart thing. Your congregations, they want to give, and they want to give all they can. It's a budget and a debt issue. And unless you address the problem, unless you hit it right on the head, unless you fix it, next year is going to be even worse. Your congregations, they need a plan. They need to have their financial ducks in a row. Once this happens, your churches will be overwhelmed with giving from its members. Give us a call or go to the website, because if you do nothing, a lot of people will pay the price. And as you will hear me often say, even the smallest mistakes that you make today will be magnified many times over in the future. Get in touch with us and let's fix this problem. And always pray for our brave soldiers around the world that are sacrificing for our freedom and way of life. And don't forget about their families, who are also giving us a piece of their lives each and every day to make us safe and secure. Our soldiers are modern-day heroes, and they should be treated that way. Please always keep them in your prayers. Now, if you missed any of the show today, you can go to the website at www.financialframeworkshow.com. That's www.financialframeworkshow.com. Look in the top right-hand corner for the login button, and in there you'll see the WGAA radio section. Each week's broadcast is archived there for you to go back and listen to whenever you have time. Don't forget, next week you can catch a Financial Framework show on Wednesday at 3:05 p.m. Get your questions ready and let's talk them over. Next week will be a good show, and I'm looking forward to talking to you. Until next Wednesday, be safe in your travels, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Financial Framework Show with Steve Barfield. Tune in again next week to learn more practical solutions that will put you in control of your finances and show you how to build a strong and secure financial house.